The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State head coach Guy Gadowski. The Nittany Lions returned 20 letter winners from last year's team and placed two skaters on the preseason watch list. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
You know, it seems that we do this year after year, and I think the same comments apply. It's exciting. I think not only at Penn State, but everybody in this league is excited about what they brought in and excited, I think, to a certain degree to what they retain, and we're no different. Obviously, with the success of the league last year at a national level, I think it amps everything up a little bit, and we're just raring to get going.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Joe Finneran, South Bend Tribune.
Hello, Coach. I was wondering if you could bring us up to date on your preseason workouts and who's been looking good among the returnees and maybe among your newcomers coming in.
Sure. I mean, so far everything is going really well. You know, you have a few little nagging injuries that you want to take care of, but that brings me to the guy I think that's been looking pretty good in my mind is Nate Sassis. He did have a surgery over the summer. He played pretty much all last year with a nagging injury that I think restricted him to a certain degree, and so far he's looking pretty good in the weight room, and for the skill session conditioning that we've been able to witness on the ice, he looks really good as well. So I don't necessarily I think Nate is one that stands out. Other than that, there's not a lot of surprises, and I think we're pretty optimistic about the whole group.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Brian Posick, WIBA Radio.
Guy, how are you today?
Just
wondering about your thoughts on the overtime rule and going 3-on-3.
Yeah, my thoughts are that I think that with our league, you get a lot of players that love to come to the universities, but also have, you know, in the back of their minds that they want to develop and play in the National Hockey League. And to me, it's what they do. So it's what these kids want to come in and do as well. And I think it's a positive for that reason. I like it as well. I think it's entertaining. So for those two reasons, and it's entertaining. And I think for a lot of the athletes that we're getting that are looking to have a great experience in college, but also want to prepare and develop as best they can for the next level, it's a good thing.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Gary Santanello, New York Times.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, I know schedules are cyclical and, made in advance, but do you think it's important for teams to play either different leagues or in unfamiliar buildings, you know, before you get to the NCAAs where you don't know where you're going to be sent or who you're going to play?
Yeah, I do think it's an advantage, but as you said, it's often cyclical, and you may schedule a team for a certain reason 3 years prior, and when the time comes that the reason why you did it might have changed. So some of it is by chance. However, you know, a lot of the criteria is in terms of, you know, you throw in things like geography and missed class time and when you want to travel and when you don't. And also for many of us in this league, the schools do pretty well with attendance, and it's a revenue factor as well. So there's a lot of different factors other than just the coach saying, hey, this is what I want to do. So that being said, the factors that you mentioned are sometimes a backseat, but I always feel that it is good. It is a good experience, and then it also can be a team builder as well. You know, the guys are used to going to class and meeting at the rink and getting out and going to class and going to their own dorms or apartments. And sometimes when you go on the road, that can galvanize a team. So I do agree with you, but sometimes, unfortunately, it takes a back seat to some of the other factors.
No. Thank you very much. Good luck this year.
Thank you very much.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. You have a question from Jeff Enron, South Bend Tribune.
Coach, I wonder if you could fill us in on where the Big Ten may be going as far as expansion down the road, and what would you think would be the maximum amount of teams that the Big Ten could handle within that expansion?
Sure. So I don't know if you're asking me because, you know, at Penn State, obviously, there's been a lot of schools that have come to talk to us to ask about our experience. And I guess we're very proud that they look at what happened at Penn State and think that, you know, they would like to do something similar. So we do get, you know, myself as well as a lot of us that's been associated with this program from the start, moving to D1, do get that question. And we have schools that say, hey, confidentiality, we'd like to just ask you a few questions, and it's really nice. So I do feel very optimistic that not only college hockey, but our conference is going to expand. And as far as the number goes, I just think it, obviously you can toy with scheduling and pods or East and West or whatever you want. I just think that as this league grows and it becomes a source of pride for the whole university and a great experience for not only the student athletes, but the student body as a whole. I'd like to see it keep expanding. And as far as the number that we can accommodate, boy, I just want to keep getting bigger and bigger.
I know you said to use the word confidentiality, but could you give us a ballpark, maybe a couple, are there more than one schools? I know Illinois had is the one that jumps out the most, but are there other schools that we might see down the line from the Big Ten maybe expanding and getting into hockey?
I think that's a definite possibility, but I do think it's inevitable, but I'm certainly not going to, I honestly don't know. I think it's inevitable that it will happen, but I certainly don't know when.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time today, and best of luck this season.
Hey, thank you very much. You guys have a great day.